आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
नमस्कार, मैं हूं नताशा कॉल SBS हिंदी टीम से। हाल ही में ऑस्ट्रेलिया में प्रवासी विरोध प्रदर्शनों का स्वर तेज होता नजर आया है। 31 अगस्त को मार्च फॉर ऑस्ट्रेलिया नाम से देश भर में एक बड़ी रैली का आयोजन किया गया। इसी सिलसिले में आज हम जुड़ रहे हैं विक्टोरिया के राजनीतिक नेता टिम वॉट से, जिन्होंने पिछली अल्बनीजी सरकार में विदेश मामलों के सहायक मंत्री के रूप में कार्य किया है, लेकिन अब वे नई सरकार में स्पेशल एनवॉय फॉर इंडियन ओशन अफेयर्स के रूप में नियुक्त किए गए हैं। इस साक्षात्कार में टिम हमें बताते हैं कि हाल ही में हुई एंटी इमिग्रेशन रैलियों को, जिनके बाद भारतीय समुदाय एक चर्चा का केंद्र बन गया है, वे किस प्रकार देख रहे हैं।
Look, the first thing I should say is that the Australian government stands against the rallies that happened last weekend, and that all Australians, no matter their heritage, have a right to feel safe and welcome in our community. I'd also say that the views expressed at those rallies by a very small number of people do not reflect remotely the views of the broader Australian population. There's about 10 years worth of surveys now that show that more than 9 out of 10 Australians think that multiculturalism has been good for Australia. That's the experience that the vast, vast, vast majority of Australians live every day in the suburbs of our country. We don't just value multiculturalism, we live it. And as one of the representatives of one of the biggest communities of Indian Australians in the country, I know that in particular, the Indian Australian community is a really big part of that and a really valued part of that.
ऑस्ट्रेलिया में इमिग्रेशन का मुद्दा हमेशा ही बहुत ही गंभीर रहा है, तो क्या इस मुद्दे पर सरकार को कोई सार्वजनिक बहस या खुली वार्ता शुरू करनी चाहिए? इस पर टिम का कहना है।
Australia is a unique country in some ways, and that we are a country of three stories of 65,000 years of continuous indigenous culture, the story of the Westminster institutions, our democracy and our rule of law, but also a story of our multicultural migration. We're a country where half of us are either born overseas or have a parent born overseas, and we're proud of that. We celebrate that. So the views that were expressed, again, by a small number of people at marches on the weekend are not representative of the views of the broader Australian community. Well, migration statistics are inherently complex. They're measuring both the permanent migration program and the temporary migration program. It's not a straightforward issue. A lot of the commentary that you see on the internet conflates tourist arrivals, temporary visa holders, often even Australians returning from overseas. So all the Australian government can do is share the facts. As I say, this week we publicly released the target for the permanent migration intake, and that's the exact same level and settings as it was previously, 185,000, focused on skilled migration. All we can do is share the facts.
लेकिन लेबर सरकार माइग्रेशन के कारण बढ़ते विरोध को लेकर अब कितनी चिंतित है और क्या स्थिति को और अधिक बिगड़ने से रोकने के लिए कोई स्पष्ट योजना है? टिम बताते हैं।
Well, look, I can say that personally, I was concerned about the neo-Nazi element at those marches. I think that any group with hateful and violent ideologies needs to be taken very seriously by our law enforcement and our security agencies. But as I say, more broadly, the turnout at those rallies was very small, very small. I mean, Australia is a very large country, and the number of people at those rallies as a proportion of our population was very small. The vast, 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 vast majority of Australians celebrate modern Australia. We celebrate and we value our multicultural identity.
इन रैलियों के विज्ञापनों में भी भारतीय समुदाय को निशाना बनाया गया। इसके अलावा सेनेटर जेसिंटा प्राइस ने भी बढ़ते भारतीय समुदाय को लेकर सवाल उठाए। उन्होंने कहा कि एक हालिया सर्वेक्षण में पाया गया है कि 85% भारतीय मूल के लोगों ने लेबर पार्टी को वोट दिया है। इस टिप्पणी पर टिम वॉट्स कहते हैं,
Well, I think the Indian Australian community will be baffled and hurt by Senator Price's decision to single them out like this. I mean, let's be clear. Her comments about the relationship between her imagination of the way that Indian Australians vote and our migration program is a baseless conspiracy theory. Australia has a non-discriminatory immigration program. We've had a non-discriminatory immigration program for a long, long time. And I might just say that, you know, you referenced a poll. That was not a poll. It was an opinion by a person. We do actually have quite good data and research about the political behaviour of Indian Australians. There was a large research report released by the University of Queensland by demographers around the country earlier this year that I launched. And it's really interesting. This report from the University of Queensland found that, and let me quote it, "The voting behaviour of Indian Australians reveals a sophisticated and pragmatic approach to electoral participation and, quote, Indian Australians have a combination of democratic faith with political scepticism, and their willingness to switch votes based on policy considerations makes them an important and discerning segment of the Australian electorate." Now, as I say, as an MP who just fought an election in a seat with one of the largest Indian Australian communities in the country, that's been my experience of the Indian Australian community. They are an engaged and politically intelligent community that weighs up the proposition in front of them. You know, if Senator Price is concerned about the way that Indian Australians vote, she should focus on giving a better offering from the coalition for them. You know, talking about the things that matter to Indian Australians, not singling them out in a, as I say, a baseless conspiracy theory.
इन रैलियों के चलते टिम वॉट्स कहते हैं कि वे लगातार भारतीय समुदाय के संपर्क में रहे हैं.
Yeah, I'm in constant contact with my local Indian Australian community, and I should say that my staff includes members of the Indian Australian community. So it's a constant dialogue. And understandably, when people see, you know, their own heritage being singled out in promotional materials that are distributed by neo-Nazis, that's concerning, right? Of course it's concerning. That said, my view is that we should not unjustifiably empower the people who are leading these marches by believing that their views are shared by the broader Australian population, because they're not. 9 out of 10 Australians believe that multiculturalism is good for our country, and the Indian Australian community is a massive part of that. Yeah. You know, in Melbourne's West, we've seen the contributions that Indian Australians make to our local schools, to our businesses, to our hospitals, to our universities. I mean, the Indian Australian community, they're joiners, they're doers, they're contributors. They're a really valued part of our multicultural society.
Racism, yani nasalwad, jaise muddon se nipatne ke liye sarkar ne vishesh sansadhan aavantit kiye hain. To kya vartaman sthiti ko dekhte hue sarkar bharatiya samuday ke liye aisa koi kadam uthayega? Tim kehte hain.
Well, I mean, Australia takes our social cohesion very seriously. That's something that we consider across the full gamut of Australian society. But I'd say that the most important thing that that Australian government can do and that Australian political leaders can do is express a firm view that the modern Australia that we have built relies on our social cohesion and speak forthrightly in favour of it. You know, the Albanese government, we represent all of modern Australia and we reflect all of modern Australia. You know, we have MPs from all backgrounds, and I can tell you that in the lead up to and in the wake of last weekend's marches, we've been speaking with one united voice, and that, you know, the country that we have built together today, something that we're very proud of, and it's something that we'll work to sustain.
इन रैलियों के विज्ञापन पत्रों में भारतीय समुदाय का जिक्र भारत में भी सुर्खियां बटोर रहा है. तो क्या भारत सरकार ने इस मुद्दे को ऑस्ट्रेलियाई सरकार के साथ उठाने का कोई प्रयास किया है? टिम बताते हैं.
No, I don't have any information on that, but I do know that you know, the High Commissioner, Mr. Gopal Bagley, is a personal friend of mine. I engage with him constantly, I know that he is in no doubt that the Australian government deeply values both the Indian Australian diaspora community and the relationship between Australia and the country of India, which I don't think has ever been stronger.
सरकार ने अब 2025 और 26 के प्रवासी प्रवेश संख्या को 1,85,000 पर रखा है, लेकिन कई वीजा श्रेणियों के लिए प्रोसेसिंग टाइम अभी भी बहुत अधिक है, जैसे कि पेरेंट्स वीजा, जिसकी प्रतीक्षा अवधि 31 से लेकर 14 वर्ष तक है, जो भारतीय समुदाय के लिए एक चिंता का विषय है। तो क्या प्रवासी प्रवेश संख्या में बिना किसी बदलाव के इस देरी को कम किया जा सकता है? टिम कहते हैं,
Well, when we came into government, we inherited a Home Affairs Department that had some very significant challenges. There was a period where, migration really came to a close during the COVID pandemic. And then as the COVID pandemic passed and border restrictions lifted, there was a surge in migration that followed that. Some of those delays that you reference are a function of that. Of a hangover and a large number of applications remaining in the system. We set both the volume and the composition of our migration program according to the Australian national interest. And as you say, we've been consulting with stakeholders to ensure that we land on the right number for our permanent intake, the number that works for the Australian economy and for our workforce. And that's what we've announced this week. Program that maintains its size and composition and focuses again on skilled migration.
इन एंटी इमिग्रेशन रैलियों के चलते प्रवासी संख्या पर बहस के अलावा सामाजिक एकता यानी सोशल कोहेजन पर भी अब चिंता जताई जा रही है। तो ये देश के बहुसांस्कृतिक समाज के लिए कितना बड़ा खतरा है? टिम कहते हैं,
My experience is that social cohesion in Australia is stronger at the lived level in the real world than what we see on social media. And, Point Cook in my electorate, it's not only the biggest suburb in Australia, but it is literally the most multicultural suburb in Australia. My experience of being the elected representative of a community like that is that no matter where we come from, we come together as a community to celebrate and we value the diversity of the broader Australian community.
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद। हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने? इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।